paycheck. Congratulations. You might call yourself a smoker today, but how would you like to be calling yourself a non-smoker tomorrow? It is possible. And I've seen it over and over again for the last 8 years while I've been helping people in my clinic in sunny Queensland. And I am really confident that I can help you too. So good on you for being here. I know insurance companies, medical professionals would say you can't call yourself a non-smoker until you've not smoked for a whole year. But I will just suggest to you and to your non-conscious self that you can be a non-smoker tomorrow. Maybe today, if you really already have that little craving that I'm asking for before you do step number 3. And so, how does it feel, the idea of being a non-smoker? Sense of freedom, you can breathe easy again, and you already consciously know all the issues and all the reasons that you shouldn't be smoking. Why would you let some toxic little stick of a thing take your health, your money, your time, and reduce your life? Just through this, you're going to end up feeling empowered, sense of freedom, and quitting smoking without needing any willpower, and without the cravings, and without losing your shit. You can just not feel any aggravation, and just comes through letting that inner self, that inner knowing, know. And we do that using just a nice little relaxing space where we can just download this stuff into non-conscious. Yes, it can be done. I've seen it over and over again, and I really encourage you to continue. You've started now, so keep on listening. And I know you're not stupid, and smokers aren't stupid. They think they're stupid sometimes, but I don't want you to think you're stupid, because you're here. This is empowering, and you can be saving so much money. I've got just here. So if you smoke 10 smokes today, that's $4,500 per year. But a lot of people would smoke more than that, 10 a day, maybe 40 a day. That's $18,000 a year in Australia. That's just crazy, isn't it? So, and that's just the dollars. It does not include the cost to your health, the cost of time. Yeah. So how painful does it have to be in order for you to really set yourself free? How painful? How much is it going to cost? How long are you going to wait? You know, you might have thought about quitting a year ago. What happened? Here you are. But I'm here to help. And so, let's get started. Awesome. Good on you. Why can't you see?